Oscar, Nils, if you can quickly stay, maybe take that microphone. I don't know how to put it on, but he knows.
Hello.
And so, thanks, donkey. I know we're going into the fast, and I remember the Lord actually did something quite incredible in your life. So I asked him if he can just stay quickly and just share what the Lord did in introduction to what I want to share on the fast.
All right, so last year we started the fasting, and I was actually sitting there with my wife, and Kevin said, we're going to fast, and I'm like, yes, I want to fast, and he said, we're going to fast 3 days. I'm like, sure, okay, and I said to God, I'm going to fast coffee, I'm going to fast sweets, I'm going to fast all of this, and he's like, no, you're not. I said, okay, I'm going to do the Daniel fast. I'm a man, I need to eat meat, but I'm going to eat only vegetables for 3 days, and God's like, no, you're not going to eat anything, only water. I'm like, God, no, you know, I'm getting angry. If I don't have breakfast, I get angry. And what about my blood? Oh, it drops when I don't eat. I don't feel good. And God is like, Cornelius, you're gonna stop on this Sunday night, and you're only going to eat on a Wednesday again. I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to do it for you. And as Monday started, I said to God, come on, God, I'm fasting, but please can you answer these three earthly things for me, because I need to make big decisions. So I'm fasting, but if you can, please just answer these three things for me. And what's amazing is none of those things were actually answered throughout the whole fast. But you know, in the middle of the fasting, I think it was the Tuesday, I just was sitting here. It was actually afternoon. So normally we will come in the afternoons together throughout the fast just to support each other and stuff. And I was praying and I said, God, but what's happening? I'm fasting. I'm not getting a word. What is happening? And then I'm like, God, but I want to ask you two things. It's been bothering me for my whole life, actually. I said, people speak in tongues. Why can't I? I said, I'm praying since I was like 18 years old. I want to speak in tongues, but I can't. So why not? Why can't I? Is it actually true? Is people actually speaking in tongues? Because why can't I speak in tongues? And then I said, the second thing is, you get all these godly men that I look up to in church. I said, but if you look at Kevin and Gerard and Jono and Sherman, and just the list go on, I said, but that oaks cry more than my wife cries when they stand up in church. And I was like, why can't I cry? Come on, man. I also want to cry. I also want a soft heart. I want to cry like they cry. And I said, but I can't. It's not fair. You know, why can't I? What do they have that I don't have? You know, and I was like, come on. And then we kept on. I think it was the last night, if I'm correct. I was actually standing in front. And I was just like, okay, God, it's the end of the fasting now. You know, nothing was answered, but it's fine. I'm still here. It was an amazing time. I'm still lifting up my hands, and I was praying. And I said, God, you didn't answer anything, but are you actually here tonight? Just show me one thing. Are you actually here? Just something. And I was lifting up my hands and said, come on, God, I dare you. Just show me one thing. And it's like, come on. And then suddenly it was, I wish I can experience it again, but I got goosebumps. It was like lightning. I got goosebumps. I've got pure joy and excitement that I never in my life had. And as I was looking up, I started praying in tongues. And it was just like, what? But this is not, wait. So I was like, yeah, praying in tongues. What is this feeling? I don't want to stop it. So I walked around the corner and I said, God, just let me keep on. It's amazing. I can pray in tongues. Actually true. Thank you for answering me. You waited about 20 years, but you still answered me, so thanks for that. And I was standing at the back, and I said, God, I've never felt so connected in my life to you. I just now want to take the time and I want to pray for my wife and my two boys. And I start praying for them, and I said, God, wow, what a blessing to have them in my life. And as I was praying for them, I looked up, and I was just praying for them, just thanking him that I can speak in tongues and that I can pray for my family. That he gave to me. And I was just like, God, thank you. And as I say thank you again, I just saw light flashes and I start crying. And I was like crying. I was like, God, it's actually true. And a while ago, my boy lost his tooth. And as I saw the little tooth, I was like crying. My boy's like, Mom, what's happening with Dad? He's just crying. So too, you know, I asked in that fasting period, I asked for earthly things because I've got big decisions to make, but he answered two things for me that changed my life forever.
Wonderful. Isn't that incredible? We can send the baskets around. Thank you. And I do believe the Lord, we encounter the Lord that way because we put every distraction aside when we fast. So it's an opportunity for us to just disconnect from all the needs, all the draw that we face in this world, and we can actually make space and time. And we come, because we become hungry, we become poor in the spirit when we approach the Lord. We become desperate. And I think that's the beauty as we come. And I think many times that's why we see breakthrough on the third day, is because we're at our most desperate then, because we're cramping and we're crying out for some food. I remember last year when I spoke about fasting, there's a hunger hormone called a ghrelin. Is that right, Scott? It's ghrelin, eh? There's a ghrelin hormone inside of us that makes us crave food. And so when that thing becomes intense, it's our time, that's our reminder to seek the Lord. I'm trusting that we will encounter the Lord in ways like that. But praying for this time, we're not going to cover all the stuff that we did last year. Those recordings are available on the website. We've got many resources we'll send you away. But I just asked the Lord, Lord, what is the message? What is the key thing that you want to do for us in this time? And I don't know if any of you watched the football, the FIFA World Cup. And so we were watching some of the games. We've got a streaming service, a legitimate one. We were watching the sport. And at one stage, the screen was like this, quite blurry, while we were watching. And I'm like, oh, man, I always watch sport, and now you want to watch these games, and it's blurring. And then I did something that I haven't done for quite some time. I did an internet speed test. And so what that is, it's an app that you can download, and it tests your connection that you have in terms of your Wi-Fi device and your router. And so it tests the connection, because the reality, I didn't enjoy watching the football like that, because you want to see Ronaldo, but yet the display was a little messy. Yeah. Yes. So yeah, the display, it wasn't ideal. So I wanted to make sure, what's going on? What is the interference? What is the problem? And so what that speed test does, it tests three things. It tests the download speed. It tests the upload speed and the latency. The latency, in layman terms, because I had to go Google it myself, it means it's the speed something, it's a time, the waiting period when something sends a message to or sends a request, and then when that request gets responded to, that is a latency. So it's the waiting period between sending the request and the response to that. And so as I was doing this, I felt the Lord speak to my spirit about this time of fasting, that He is wanting us to test our connection with Him during this fast. Like I tested the connection in our home with the internet, He wants us to test our connection with Him. That we would test the download speed. That we would examine, do I hear from the Lord? Is there too many distractions in my life? Do I know His voice? That we would test our upload speed. Lord, am I open with my hand? Is my life open? Do I give freely? Do I give gladly? And then test our latency. How quickly do we respond to when He speaks? What is the latency? Our spiritual latency. Because there's a scripture in James that says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And it speaks that as we draw near, as we make time and space, He responds. And there's this deep connection between us and the Lord. But sometimes we don't draw near. Sometimes we draw towards other stuff. And the fast creates a space and opportunity for us to test that connection. How strong is our connection? How strong is the download speed that God comes and He deposits and speaks into our lives? And so, as the Lord spoke that, I got this dream during the holiday. And once again, I'm feeling like a proper pastor this year. The Lord woke me up at 4, and I got a dream at the night with a message for the church. So I'm like, yes, I'm pastoring. Like, I'm proper pastoring this year. And in the dream, I felt the Lord show me our church. But we were all light bulbs. And we were quite dim. And then the next moment, I saw someone, there was a cable lying here, someone walking up and plugging the cable into a wall socket, and then suddenly the light just got bright. And he said, you're a city on a hill, a light that shouldn't be hidden, but your light is dim. And I want my people to reconnect again and strengthen the connection. And so that's what I'm feeling in the Lord, that God wants to come and strengthen our connection, that we would burn bright for him, that our latency speed will be short, that when he speaks, we'll be a people that respond quickly and thoroughly when he speaks. And so that test doesn't essentially reveal whether there's a connection or not. It reveals the quality of the connection. And that's what I believe this fast will do for us. It will reveal the quality of our connection. And so a corporate fast is something that we do together. We read in Joel. It says, the Lord declared a fast. Return to me with all your hearts, with fasting and weeping and mourning. And then he calls the assembly, and that's what we're going to do over these few days. We're going to call an assembly. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. We're going to get together while we fast. We're not just going to all stay away. It's ultimately, fasting is not just staying away from something. It's replacing that something with someone. Where we actually make time to connect with him, year with him. It's about the connection. Then we're also going to get together, call assembly, where we're going to seek his face together, because this is not a personal thing that I believe God is wanting to do. He wants to do something in us, like that dream. We were all light bulbs, but we all, as we connected, shine brightly. Bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. So this is what this is saying for that 3 days. Things that's important for us, forget about it. Forget about those things that we deem, hey, I need to do some work. For those 3 days, forget about that work project. Get to it on Thursday. That Netflix episode, put it aside. Let's get to the Lord. I'm not saying take leave and you can't work. I'm speaking about the times that you normally would have taken time to eat. Those times that you normally would have put in the extra. Let's connect with the Lord. Kids can do this. Those that are old. I know some might be on medicine, and we're going to get to that quickly at the end. But we don't expect you not to take your chronic medicine. But we want everyone to fast together, even if it's your meat, so that you can take your medicine. But what I want now is, we've got a few testimonies lined up from the previous year. And I just want you to hear what the Lord did the previous time, that it would stir faith in our hearts for what the Lord wanting to do this time around. So I want to ask if someone can go call Paul quickly. He's serving at Kids Church. If someone can call him, and then if Tanya can come forward, and Ilza and Tammy, if you can quickly come forward and join me here and just briefly share your testimonies, that would be great. Ilza, you can go for it first. You can just stand here on the step. Huh? We're mixing it up a bit.
I was number 4 on the list, so yeah, here I am. So every year, me and my family, we ask God for a word for us for a year. And last year, I got the word adore. And I made a list in my journal, adore to-do list. And on the to-do list was fasting. And I've never fasted 3 days in a row. So when the opportunity came, I was like, whoa, Lord, this is much. I'm fasting from coffee. No, I'm fasting from this or that. And as I was preparing for the fast, I went to my journal again and I saw, oh, in January, the to-do list was fasting. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm in. So in the preparation, I was going like, so what am I fasting for? And the Lord said, you will adore me. That's what you're going to do during the fast. Just adore me. I said, wow, Lord, okay. So during the fast, there's opportunities for lunchtime to come to church. And I would really encourage that, because we were standing there at the back in a circle, and we were just, it was an open time for prayer. And I was just standing before God and said, okay, I want to adore you. And I was, and we, it was just everybody prays together. And I was praying in tongues with the Lord, just adoring him. And it was just a moment that it was like in my heart, there was words that I usually don't pray when I pray in tongues. It was different. And I was like, whoa, what's this, Lord? And he said, I'm giving you a gift. And I want you to adore me with this so the body can be built up. So I was like, okay, how do I know I'm really speaking in tongues? Because I don't want to make a fool of myself. He said, adore me. So I went up to Kevin and I said, Kevin, I think I received the gift of speaking in tongues with a message to build up the church, but I've never done this before. And he led me and he said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the opportunity. You share, and if this is from the Lord, somebody will interpret. So my heart was going very fast. And I said, Lord, I want to adore you. So I stepped out in boldness, and I just shared the words that I didn't understand. And there was opportunity for somebody to interpret. And it was like, yes, that somebody stood. And somebody interpret. And for me it was, Lord, it's not about me. It's about you. So I really give glory to him. And I adore him for giving us the opportunity to fast and connect with him in a holy manner, in a special way. Thank you.
Isn't it wonderful? So when we fast, it's God brings spiritual breakthrough in our lives. And I trust that will encourage us to hear how God has brought, although there wasn't physical things that they sought for or found breakthrough in, but spiritually the Lord came. And those things are eternal. This work is eternal when the Lord does that. But the Lord doesn't just work spiritually. He came through in practical ways as well. And so I just want Paul and Tammy to share how the Lord came through for them in practical ways during this time of fasting. Go for it, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. So, last time I was here in front, I was given 5 minutes, and I think I ended up with 20. So today, I was asked 3 to 4 minutes, so I think that's 12 to 16 minutes. Should be fine. Yeah, so for me, going into the fast, I had a list of things that I was trusting the Lord for, and on that list of, as well was I needed finances to finish my flight training. And about the second day into the fast, I felt very clearly the Lord, I guess, in my quiet time talking to me, saying, forget about your list. Just come to me for once. and that was a really interesting moment because I hadn't experienced that, I guess, before. I had a relationship with him that was always, what can I get from him or to fit my needs? So actually going to him for him was something new, and I had a really, really good quiet time with him then. And the relationship with God has completely changed, more to an intimate relationship. So that was the first thing that kind of got broke for me in the fast. And then with that, the end of the fast, like the very next day, a very random person phoned me saying that they want to talk to me. And fine. So met up with the person, and this guy ended up being the guy that's paying for my flight training entirely. At that point, he paid a very big sum of money into my flight training account. That money has been used, and then he paid again. So my flight training's paid for entirely. So God comes through in practical ways as well. And to give even more glory to God as well, I can't remember if it was that next Tuesday, because I was busy with marriage prep at that time. On my way back after dropping Shantae off, I had a sense to pray in the car for her, for us, our relationship and that. And with that as well, again, something I haven't experienced before, I felt to just open my mouth. Just go. And that was the very first time that I started praying in tongues as well. So the fast changes your perspective. It just puts the focus back on God again and not on your physical problems. And he'll take care of the rest.
Wonderful. Well done. It's good. Yeah, isn't that a wonderful? Tammy, share with us.
So my testimony actually starts like 2.5 years ago when Kimmy and I moved into a 4-bedroom house, and finances is very hard. And 4-bedroom house is not easy to take care of. So we needed to fill the other 2 rooms. And after moving in, this is very important, 9 months is usually how long it takes to give birth to a baby. And it took 9 months for us to find the first housemate. So the Lord literally birthed Luidi into our house. And then it came to the fast, and it was about 8 months, maybe just before 9 months, the fast came, and after Luidi moved in. And I was really just, I'd lost my job. So now it was about 2 months of not working. So my only income is renting out the rooms, and I didn't have any other income. And I was came to the fast, and I was like, Lord, I'm really just trusting you for financial breakthrough. I'm trusting you for a job. And that was my financial breakthrough, was a job. And throughout this fast, the Monday night, I got a message from some weird person in Stellenbosch looking for a room. I didn't know her far from a bar of soap. And then she moved in a week later. She took one of the rooms. So the Lord came through with a financial breakthrough, but it wasn't what I was expecting, because I wanted a job and he brought me another housemate. So now we had a full house. All 4 rooms were full. And then about maybe anything between a month or 2 months later, I was at a door the one night, and Louise came up to me, and she was like, well, hey, Junior needs an admin person. We need you for an interview. So I came in for an interview, and a week later I had a job. And it was within like 2 months that all of that happened. And Kanya was also 9 months after the first job. And once I started working for Junior, this is now very recently, that it's been a month now that I started a new job. But I worked for Junior for 9 months until the Lord opened a door for me to get a full-time job as well.
Wonderful. Praise God. Elisma. So it's encouraging to hear, as we sit at that time, if we make space, how the Lord comes and he speaks to us and he intervenes on our behalf. So Elisma, you can go for it.
Hi, everyone. So in January this year, I was working, I got offered a job, and I took it because I was retrenched. So between January and April, I was working at this company, but it was a company that was owned by a Muslim, and I felt really oppressed in this job, and it wasn't what I expected. I knew the guy, I walked in there fully thinking it's going to be great, and it wasn't. And so me and my husband, we decided we're going to fast, and Di, we're in the comm group. Di said to me, there's this job opportunity. So we went, I applied for the job, and we were praying about it, and we decided to fast, Raymond and I. And on the Friday, me and Di were talking, and it was a really, really difficult time for our family. I was struggling, the kids were struggling, because I could feel the stress. And so Di came to me and she said, let's pray. And we were praying, and at that moment, as we submitted and we were in the storm and we were praising the Lord and everything, even though we didn't see an outcome or anything, the phone call came and said, come for the interview. That was the Friday. The Monday I went for the interview, I thought, oh my word, I said to Di, this is going to be a miracle if I get it, because there were so many people. I didn't think the interview went well at all. And then the Tuesday they called, they said, you're on the short list. I thought, oh my soul, this is going to happen. And we prayed and we prayed. And then the Wednesday, literally a week after we started the fast, I got the call to say, you've got the job. And it was just so amazing how we just knew we had to break the chains of the bondage that I was in, but the only way to do that was to submit to the Lord, to fast, to spend time with him, to just not hastily go into something because we think it, but to really submit to him and follow the right steps.
Wonderful. It's great to hear these testimonies of financial breakthrough and God coming through in work. And I know many here are struggling in the area of finances and work. And let's trust that the Lord, as he's done this, that he will do it again. Interesting, some of these testimonies that actually, where the Lord, actually, as you made time, the Lord come up, quiets our hearts and said, I might not do it this way, I want to do it this way. And they had to adjust, and then they saw the Lord come through. So it might be that the Lord starts speaking to us. We may be trusting that he would come through this way with regards to finances. And then we can actually put time aside, and he might show us, I actually want to move this way. And so let's trust that the Lord will come through for us in a significant way. Tanya, I want you to share, and she's going to share about just the impact it has as parents when we fast and our kids see that. Because part of what we do as parents is we disciple our children. And so just to hear what the kids pick up when they see us do this and put our time to the Lord.
Okay, so with last year's fast, it was the first time that we've actually done a 3-day, or for myself, it was the first time. And our kids were, it was weird for them because every time, obviously, we cook food for them and then they'd look at us, we sit at the table and we're not eating. So they were kind of like, okay, why are we not eating with them? So we just explained to them that the fast and the church and what it means and things like that. And then this year, when the announcement came that we're going to be doing the fast again, when we got home, our six-year-old, we've got an 11 and six-year-old, two kids, and then he said, with a fast, he thinks this time, the two of them, him and his sister, he thinks that maybe they must fast TV time. And that was interesting for me because, like, they don't have unlimited watch all the time, so they only have, like, an hour a day. But just the heart, and then they started chatting about it. So it was just encouraging for us as parents to see that, you know, it's something in their hearts. They saw something. We don't know how it's going to play out, but that's not the point. The point is just that for us as parents to, you know, be faithful. We're not perfect parents, but just to be faithful, and they see it, and God does something in their hearts. And, yeah, that was just encouraging to see.
Very encouraging. So the encouragement here is that we'll make it a family affair this time around, spiritual family and then our physical families. And so the plan would be to kick off the fast on the 3rd, that Monday morning, 6 a.m. We're going to kick off the fast. We're going to have prayer meetings here at 5:30, at 12:30 in the afternoon, and then again at 7 o'clock at night, we're going to come here for worship and prayer. That's going to happen every single one of those days. Kick off at 6 o'clock on Monday. Yes, Jono. And then we're going to carry on and break the fast Wednesday at 6 p.m. So it's actually not a full 3-day fast, although it's 3 days. It's not the full 72 hours, all right? So we're going to break it at 6 o'clock. You can come have your food here. You can have your food at home. That evening at 7 o'clock, we're going to be here for Combined Comms, celebrate what the Lord has done, worship Him. So that's the plan. A few pointers that you can just keep in mind is start easing off caffeine, coffee. Start easing off of that if you're going to do a 3-day fast. Reduce your meal sizes. Maybe start, if you're going to do a full fast, go to your vegetables. When you fast, okay, that's a repeat. Stay hydrated. It's very important. That's why it's there twice. I'm lying. It's just made a mistake. So stay hydrated. Have a family meeting like Tanya shared. Get your kids involved. They might fast sweets. They might be of a young age. They might be very involved in sports and they need to adjust that. So get your kids involved. Prep some meals for your children ahead of time so that you don't have to stand there in front of the oven or the stove. You can actually come and just spend time with the Lord during key times in your day. It's a spiritual focus time. So we're not just kind of like moving things away. We're not just removing things. We want to replace it. We want to replace it with time in the Lord's presence with them. And then if you are on medication, speak to your doctor. There's some doctors here in the church that will definitely give guidance. Your comm leader will be able to give you guidance. So if you're on medicine, maybe consider doing something like a Daniel fast. Maybe consider doing a 6-to-6 or something like that where you can still take your medicine, but you are abstaining from something because fasting by definition is abstaining from food for spiritual reasons. We're not going to do extreme stuff like stay away from social media. We want to stay away from food. We need experience because it is staying away from something that sustains us, nourish us, so that we can be reminded that God is the one that should sustain us and nourish us. And so that's the aim of that time. So you can pray about how to do it, but the key thing is that we do it together as a church. Our three focus areas, and I'm bringing this to your land, our three focus areas is we want to focus upward, focus on our upload speed. Should I say the download speed? I'm not sure now. But we want to focus upward and make sure that we connect with the Lord. We want to come hungry in the Spirit, poor in the Spirit. That would be in Matthew 5, it speaks about being poor in the Spirit. We want to be poor, desperate for God and connect with Him. So that's going to be Monday, upward focus. God, we want you. Monday's focus won't be to ask the Lord anything. Monday's focus will be, Lord, we want to connect with you. If there's one ask on Monday, it's, Lord, more of you, more of your presence. We want to behold your beauty. That's Monday. Tuesday, we're going to focus inward, and we're going to pray that God would bring us a freedom in our lives. That if there's areas where we're trusting the Lord for personal things, that's Tuesday. In Matthew 5, it speaks about being pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. When you do the internet test and the speed test, if you see there's a disconnection issue, it could be because of thick walls or other interferences. And so Tuesday is to determine, Lord, are there thick walls that's causing you not to penetrate deep into my heart and my life? Lord, are there interferences in my life that's causing you not to be able to work freely in my life? And so Tuesday's focus would be inward, trusting for breakthrough, spiritual deliverance and healing and strongholds to be broken, but also that the Lord will deal with issues in our hearts so that we can be a people that's pure before Him. And Wednesday's focus will be outward. Lord, we want to be salt of the earth. We want to be the light in the world. And so, Lord, we want to make sure that we're shining bright, that we're connected to you. And on Wednesday, we're going to pray for our nation. We're going to pray for nations. We're going to pray for our leaders. We're going to pray for the lost. And that's going to be the focus over those 3 days. Are you with me? Are we going to do this? So I want to ask Di to quickly come and just share what the Lord did in her life last year. And I trust that this would encourage us, that we hear that where things feel like impossible, will God ever be able to get to this space in my heart? This testimony is going to testify that God can. That God can penetrate through the walls and can come deep in our hearts. Go for it.
Hi, everyone. I set this up like this. I wrote, my name is Diane. And that rugged Viking-looking guy over there in the back, Edward, is my husband. He asked me to say that. And I'm the mom of 5 precious humans. To those that don't know me, October 2024. One of our twin boys, Nathan, passed away suddenly. And I had what some would call broken heart syndrome, which understandably was normal in the season that we were about to enter into. Fast track 10 months after his passing, August of last year, the church was going to fast for 3 days. At that point, the pain in my chest was getting worse, and the shortening in my breath had made my day-to-day feel worse over and above the grief we were experiencing. Having spoken to others that had gone through similar grief, they said it was normal and I would need to live with it. I remember hearing that and saying to God, how would I do this? The grief was unbearable, and now to have physical pain on top of it seemed impossible. Leading up to the fast and during the fast, the Lord asked me to continue fasting and to do a 40-day fast that would end around the time when the ladies' meeting would be. That actually ended the day before. That first Sunday, everyone was sharing testimonies and experiencing what God had done. And I said to the Lord, why are you asking me to carry on? Why can't I enjoy everybody else's celebration? I heard him whisper in my heart, I need you to walk this path alone. I will do a deep work in you. At the ladies' meeting, at some point, one of those sessions, there was a prayer time right at the end, and there was a call for, if you felt like your life had turned out not quite the way you had envisioned or hoped for, or even planned for, that you could come out of for prayer. And I remember I leapt out of my chair. I remember just thinking, that's me. And I went straight to the front and I stood there. And at one point, no one was praying for me. And I remember saying to God, I prefer it this way. Me and you can do business. And I thought, I don't want to have to explain to someone else what I was, why I was there. I wanted the person to almost know. And at some points, I looked up and back, Patty, pardon me, had her back to me. And I looked at her and I thought, if Patty looks, if Patty sees me, God, she can pray for me. Because she knows. And the next moment, I looked down, and when I looked up, she seen me, and she leapt off the stage. At one point, I thought she was going to fall on me. And she came to me, and she embraced me. And she said to me, what you need prayer for, I can't actually pray for. And suddenly she looked into my face and she said, but you're experiencing pain. And in that moment, I clenched my chest and I remember my breath shortened and I was like, I'm in pain. She then laid hands on me and we started to pray, pardon me. We started to pray and she didn't stop until I could take a deep, deep breath on my own without feeling like I was going to collapse. Suddenly my pain had eased and I felt I can breathe again. But where this was hindering me was not just in my day-to-day walk, it was even in worshiping Jesus. Those of you that know me know I love worship and I love to sing. But I couldn't stand here without my breath being hit out of my lungs every single Sunday after his passing. So the miracle came that Sunday. Came to church and stood in worship. And the first time I hit a note, I felt, I can breathe again. And so in that moment, Jesus had healed me. Although I'm still grieving, I'm no longer hindered by the physical pain of my broken heart. When I was preparing this, I just kept feeling the scripture, they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, so that they may not love their lives even unto death. And I just want to share with you all, our testimony has power even in the smallest. And he wants us to overcome these things in our lives.
Wonderful, praise God. Just in those deep moments, those personal, painful moments, God can come in there. And so over this time, we're going to set our time that God would come and meet us where we're at, that God would bring freedom, that he would bring healing, where it almost feels like it's impossible. It's never going to happen. God is able. God is able. Nothing is impossible for our God.